Okay, this is Harold. I didn't get to finish my last thing. I got cut off there. I'm still not going to tell you what my website is because I don't want to advertise. I just have a need every day to post something to my weblog, and get information. I'm just a sensor of information. And you know what? With Blogger down right now, I can't do that. So I've got to do it some way, and I'm doing it right now through this. I've tried, there's Audio Blogger too, which I'm using, a free service that works with Blogger. But I just tried it, and I went to my website, and it didn't show up there after several minutes. So, I mean, usually, sometimes it does take several minutes to post from the phone to the site, but I can see that Blogger's having problems. You know, there's a big message there. When you try and log in your Blogger account, it says that the engineers are aware of the problem, and they're working on it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I just got to make a post. So that's what I'm doing right now. Again, Syndicate. I don't know if that's a business or not. I've been aware of Syndicate for a long time. The only problem with Syndicate now, I had a real difficult time figuring it out, figuring the site out. It was just not very usable. The first time I used it about 2 years ago, I got lost. I mean, I figured out how to submit the URL for my RSS feed. My podcast, well, it was a podcast back then. But, you know, for the past 2 years, I've been kind of perplexed about Syndicate, you know, how to make it useful, and audio.weblogs.com. And prior to that, weblogs.com was so much more useful. It was so much more useful. It was, you know, it's very basic. You just go to that website, and there's a list of the recent blog posts or, you know, whatever type of content is available in an RSS feed. And now we have audio.weblogs.com for the podcast. And, you know, Syndicate has lists, but it just they always seem so convoluted and just too much was going on that website. Now, the guy who runs the website, he seems like a great guy and stuff. So I'm going to check it out, see how we can get it to work. Because audio.weblogs.com is cool. So it'd be nice to have other directories too that kind of, you know, it's nice to have one. Dave Weiner himself would have to admit that, I've heard him say it himself, that he doesn't like, I'm not going to try and suppose what Dave would think, okay? Well, I am going to try and suppose what he thinks, but I'm not going to declare what he would think because that's not my place to do so, but I think it's fair to suppose what he might think. I think he's very happy about people using audio.weblogs.com. I think there's no doubt about that. It brings a lot of traffic to his project and awareness of his role in creating RSS and other things. And he just loves dispensing information like I do. Thank you. Very good. But at the same time, I think he said himself recently, I'm trying to remember what it was on, that it's not, oh, I know what it was. He was talking about FeedBurner. And he was talking about how he doesn't believe it's a good idea to rely on FeedBurner feeds, you know, entirely, because what you're doing is you're centralizing your feed location. And what happens is we don't know what's going to happen with FeedBurner. And if something happens to FeedBurner and it disappears off the face of the planet, the company goes under, whatever, well, goodbye to all your feeds, too. And you're going to have to quickly establish a way to alert all of your listeners, if it's possible at that point, to your new feed, which you'll have to create somehow. So his idea was it's just not a good idea to centralize all that. You should have a feed located somewhere where that is highly reliable, such as, you know, you create it yourself, put it on your server, or I don't know that he said this, but you know, maybe it's a good idea to actually have several feeds, you know, from different locations, you know. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. If you have a very small podcast, it may not be a very, very good idea. It depends on how much maintenance you want to put into it and all that stuff. That could be a real headache. But just using FeedBurner to host your podcast feed can be dangerous. And we don't know. It may be around forever, but it may also have problems. It may have their servers may go down. Well, guess what? Audio.weblogs.com has problems too sometimes. So maybe we shouldn't centralize our feeds right there. I know the directories all list feeds, but is there another location that's right on top of that we can ping? You know, that can ping audio basically, or have our podcast and podcast only.